The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it comes up on Saturday night in East Lansing. They only get to do it once a year. It's the in-state rivalry between Michigan and Michigan State. Joining us right now, he'll have the play-by-play Saturday night here on WPHM with the Spartan Sports Network. It's George Blaha. George, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Well, this has not been the season that Spartan fans wanted to have, but you only get to do this once a year. It's the Michigan-Michigan State game. So what can Spartan fans sort of pin their hopes on for Saturday?
Well, you know, I like what you said. You know, you only get this opportunity once a year to play your most important rival, your most heated rival. You call it what you want. Mm-hmm. It's a very fierce rivalry game. And there's no question the Spartans will bring all the emotion that they possibly could muster into this game. And if they can play somehow mistake-free, they've proven that they could beat most teams on their schedule. Michigan hasn't played anybody to speak of so far this year, so let's just say you never know, especially in rivalry games.
Well, you never know. And look how good Michigan State looked against Rutgers until they didn't on
right.
Saturday. I mean, it was a nice start for the Spartans.
It was, and Caton Hauser looks to be mature beyond his years. And, you know, he has... this Catholic League around Los Angeles is big-time football, and these teams compete for national championships. So he's been in big games at that level, but he's never been in this kind of game yet. And your weather people say it may rain, right?
Yeah.
So who knows? It's going to be a difficult assignment for him, but he's going to have to keep his cool, and I believe he will.
Well, you know, like I said, this was not the season that anybody was expecting for the Spartans. Harlan Barnett certainly was not expecting going into this year to become the interim head coach. What kind of job do you think he's done?
I think he's done a great job with these kids. I mean, they've been through so much. And add to that everything that happened with their former coach, and then add to that, you know, a Maryland game that they probably should have won, and the Iowa game that they had won until they lost it, and the Rutgers game that they had won until they lost it. These kids have had a lot to get through. And I thought in the rain at Rutgers last Saturday, all things considered other than the special teams, they played very, very well. And they played with a lot of heart. And that's what Harlan can bring to this, letting people understand what it's like to be a Spartan and letting them know what it's like to be part of a team that cares. And these kids care. I just hope the Michigan State fans hang in there with them on Saturday night and give them a chance because, you know, the home crowd can help you, and I hope that they will.
Well, there's every opportunity for them to do that. I mean, look, for Michigan, this is just another game on the schedule, another, team to get past on their way to Penn State and Ohio State. For Michigan State, though, this is like a bowl game. This is it. This is the big game for them, isn't it?
Well, that's a good point. Good way to put it, Paul. This always is the biggest game of the year, and yet in this case, it's probably even a little bit bigger because of what these kids have been through so far this year and the fact that they have to beat one team down the stretch here that they're going to be heavy underdogs against if they want to make a bowl game, not to mention beat all the teams they're going to be favored to beat or given 50-50 odds to beat. So it might as well start with Michigan, and I agree, this is a huge game for these guys. And it's an opportunity, too. They're going to be on prime time, and they're going to have a full house, and everybody's going to be paying attention to what happens in this game.
Well, that's for sure. You point out it's a primetime game, 7:30 on Saturday night. What is your opinion on game time? Do you care if it's a 7:30 game or a noon game or a 3:30? Does it matter at all to you? What would George Blaha pick if they asked you what time this game should be played?
I like a 3:30. Mm-hmm. I think those night games are tough. And the crowd... But if you're playing a night game at home, maybe the crowd will help you because they've had all day to party. But it's awfully hard, I imagine, on the players, too, to sit around all day waiting for a game to start. On the other hand, as the guy who does all these NBA basketball games, almost none of them start before 7:30 at night. So I'm used to getting ready for games all day.
Yeah, that's for sure. You don't. Nobody asks you what time you want the game to start. It starts when it starts. 7:30 under the lights in East Lansing. As you said, it's going to be a little, likely a cool and rainy day. Good football weather, I guess, right?
I think so. And, you know, is it a monsoon or is it scattered showers? The rain may not even be that much of a factor. And it'll be... What you would expect in the Big Ten at this time of the year. It's not going to be balmy, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure. George, we'll be listening. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much, and we look forward to talking again.
Paul, great being on with you, and let's hope Caden Hauser continues to play well. Clearly, the quarterback is the key.
No doubt about it. All right. Take care, George. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Go Green.